This is Davin Eldridge with BPR News. Business owners in the mountains of far western North Carolina say poor internet access hurts their ability to sell their products online. Local governments in the region are trying to step in and help, but it's not been easy. At a small woodworking shop just a few miles east of downtown Franklin, Jimmy Pater is busy prepping his next order of custom mountain laurel handrails, a product exclusively grown and manufactured in Appalachia. In just a few days' time, he'll be done and ready to ship out another set, ready for install at a large home, this time in Hanover Township, Pennsylvania.
You know, it's the rustic branch look. It's that all these things are woven and intertwined together instead of just being straight up and down, you know, reminiscent of the bars of a jail cell. People are trying to break away from that.
Oh, sorry for the pun. That was horrible.
Pater is just one of hundreds of small business owners throughout the region whose livelihood depends on internet access. But like many of his counterparts, Pater isn't exactly happy with the service he's getting here in the mountains.
All of the tools that I use are online tools, because those tools will provide me with the information that I need to be like, oh, okay, I need to find, you know, Mr. Bob at XYZ company and reach out to him and be like, hey, this is my product. Are you interested in something like that? But what it is that I'm doing is I'm doing a lot of back and forth. And so if I hit a snag, that snag will hold me up. Mm-hmm. And so I'll hit 10 of those 1-minute snags in a 2-hour period. And boy, it's hard to keep a thought process going after a certain amount of snags too, right? So it's not just like, okay, well, I'm slowed down, but it's now I'm off task.
Most of what Pater does isn't actually manufacturing his product, but rather marketing it online. That includes outreach, like getting product placement on websites, cold calling companies, or search engine optimization.
One of the things that I'll use here is Google Analytics. And what Google Analytics allows me to do is it allows me to see, but look how long it takes. I clicked on it, waiting, oh, loaded, okay? Still loading, is it finished loading? Okay, it's finished loading. And I'm not, am I exaggerating at all? No. Same thing, we're waiting. Still loading. It's nothing on the screen. This is from Google.
His efforts net him around 200 inquiries a year for his product, all online. And he'll end up taking on about half of those in orders. But with internet in the mountains as slow as it is, he can't really rest on his laurels.
And so instead of waiting 10 seconds for an upload to complete, I got to wait a minute and a half. And this happens to me, oh, I don't know, 10 times a day. So it's not just a time loss, but it's also the productivity lost in twiddling your thumbs, waiting for something to happen. Okay, and then it's hard to stay on task on top of all that.
Local governments are keenly aware of Pater's problem and are now taking steps to secure better internet for the region.
I hear about it every day. Broadband is the infrastructure issue of this era.
That's Sarah Thompson, Executive Director of the Southwestern Commission, a council of local governments for the 7 westernmost counties in the state.
It has been identified through surveys, casual conversations, interviews. It has been identified as the number one economic development issue in our region. And because we are the agency that works directly with local governments within the region, it seemed appropriate for us to take a stab at a regional planning process. And the time is right because every state and federal elected official and agency is hearing about this issue. We are doing a regional plan with the understanding that implementation projects are going to be very localized.
While the need for better broadband internet has been an issue for a while now, Thompson says the region as a whole has only been working together on the issue for about the last year or so.
You know, we have 200,000 people in our entire 7 county region. So you can imagine that the return on investment does not exist as right. It does in an urban area.
Right. Macon, Graham, Swain, Clay, Cherokee, Haywood, and Jackson counties are in the early stages of planning for better broadband deployment. It's all part of a two-phase approach to attracting more internet service providers, or just better internet service in general. The first phase consists of each county doing their homework on the industry, understanding what it will need to make it worthwhile to expand here, and where in their communities it's most feasible to invest in infrastructure themselves.
I mean, we're not going to have one provider come in and agree to suddenly service all 7 of our counties. You know, that's just not how it works. But there's a lot we can do as a region to lay the groundwork to then incentivize providers to come in. And in a region of scarce resources, it often makes sense to work together to get to that point. Also, large funding agencies do like to see regional cooperation.
But all of this is going to take one thing, money, no matter how anyone looks at it, according to Thompson. And while nobody wants to put a figure on it, all parties involved say deployment could easily cost the region several million dollars collectively. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.